Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I'm honored to sign for Ashwood City. To play in the Premier League is a real honour, and to do it for such a big club is so amazing and great and stuff.
How does it feel to be the record signing for the club?
It feels good. It feels great to be the record-breaking transfer fee for Ashwood City. I think I can show them that I am worth it and show the fans that I have come here to win games and win trophies.
Does the club's league position worry you?
The league's position is not a worry because it's only January and we have time to work on things and get Ashwood City to stay in the Premier League.
Are you looking forward to be working with Eric Van Schmidt?
With who?
With Eric Van Schmidt is the head coach.
Ah, yes. I very much look forward to working with Eric Van Schmidt, the Ashwood City head coach. He's my favourite head coach.
It's definitely not damp. It's that the tiles aren't sticking to the... Oh, Ashwood City's record signing and brand new owner of the number 10 shirt there. We've had a few of you get in touch on Twitter. Ashwood Assassin says, Akufo not only get goals, but change way we play. A great move. That's great. That's from Ashwood Assassin. Peter Pervert says, Nolan has finally shown intent, other than the intent of lining his own dirty pockets. Ashes to Ashwood says, Akufo means we will stay in the Europa League and stay up, and my children will visit me. Let's move on from that one, because we've got Official Stalin UK. When Ashwood signed Christian Akufo, I cried. I haven't cried at football since I broke my leg in Sunday League. Well, that is very moving, Official Stalin UK. We're going to the phones as we've still got a few more minutes on this. First up, we've got Simone. Oh, always nice to hear a woman's perspective on the men's game. It sounds perhaps like quite a continental female perspective. Simone. Bonjour, Simone. What have you got to say about the landmark Christian Akufo bid? Simone, you there?
It's Simon.
Sorry, what was that, Simone?
I said it's Simon.
But the system says Simone. I'm looking at it here. Simone is calling in. It says.
Well, it's probably a typo, mate. Do I sound like a Simone?
That's a good point. Right. Well, I'll have to have a word with my producer. So, Simon, what do you have to say?
Yeah. Okay. So, Akufo.
Simon says.
What?
Sorry. Carry on.
So, Akufo is more than just a player for Ashford City. He's a symbol of the new era under the club, right?
So, how so, Simon?
Because Nolan is losing his grip on the club. He's got the investigation, and to be honest, once he's got his MBE, I can picture him swanning off to live on his fat pension.
Okay. What's this got to do with Christian Akufo?
Because, right, Akufo was brought in by the forces at the club that are trying to push Nolan out, you see?
Where have you heard this?
Where are you
getting that information from, Simon?
It was someone in the pub.
Who is it exactly in the pub?
It's a bloke called Lucas.
A bloke called Lucas. Okay. What does he know exactly?
What do you mean?
What's his qualification? What does he know?
Plastering, bathrooms, kitchen.
No. What does he know about Ashwood City that allows him to quantify that statement that Patrick Nolan is being forcibly removed by some, you know, new force within the club, and that new force is delegating transfer policy?
He does tiling as well.
Simon, listen, you said he does tiling?
Yeah.
Hmm. What was his name again?
Lucas.
Polish guy?
Of course.
Does he do a lot of work in Ashwood?
Yeah.
Shaved back hair and got the, what's it called, goatee?
Yeah, that's him.
Right, well, he was my Tyler, and he did an awful job. And you can tell him now, the grout has all come apart, the adhesive isn't holding, and Patrick Nolan was instrumental in the signing of Christian Akufo. That was Simone calling. Bloody system. That was Simon calling in from, it doesn't say where he's from the pub.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
But ultimately uneventful first half at Dartley Park. 0-0, and it's Harry Wilson with the corner for the visitors. And it goes, and it's cleared by Adeyemi, but only as far as Philip Billing, who has a go. But it is right into the hands of Emmanuel Riviere. Now, he's thrown it straight out to Marcelo. Marcelo brings it forward, and he's spotted the run of Akufo. Akufo has it. He lays it inside to Gustavo, and now Kieran Bruman. This is quite the counter from Ashwood City. Akufo has it again, and now Amadou, he has a go, and it's saved by Ramsdale, and he spilt it, and Broome finishes! And Ashwood City score what could be a massive goal in their survival hopes, right on the stroke of half-time. There we see the Ashwood City hierarchy. They are liking what they see going into the break. It was immaculate build-up play from the host, exactly what Van Schmidt has been working on all these months, finally coming to fruition, and what a time for it to happen. A huge game, and there it is. There is the half-time whistle, and Bournemouth are in serious, serious trouble here. Eddie Howe paints quite the picture as he marches down the tunnel for half-time. If they don't...
Where is she?
Who?
Who do you think? The fucking Wicked Witch of Ashwood.
Oh, Jess.
Yes, her.
I think she's with Alex and Dwight.
Where?
I don't know, in their seats probably, pal.
Ugh, typical. Is Dwight still wearing that stupid outfit?
Aye.
Typical.
I think it's cool.
Typical.
What are you getting?
Pissed off is what I'm getting.
What is wrong with you?
That goal, just before half-time.
Oh, aye. Decent goal, that. Don't... tell me you wanted it to be a Kufo.
No, come on. It's not about individual plaudits. It's about the team.
Exactly.
Who scored again?
Don't know. I wasn't watching. What are you having? Oh, by the way, I spoke to the barman a second ago. Right, get this. Eddie Howe ordered a banana milkshake when he came in today. Can you believe that? A fucking banana milkshake.
Yes, I can believe it.
What do you want? White wine?
Excuse me?
Do you want the Sauvignon Blanc?
Woody, I drink beer on match days.
No, you don't.
I do. Love a pint, me.
Oh, aye? Well then, what are you after?
I'm easy, mate. I'll just have whatever you're having.
Okay, pal. Excuse me, 2 Sauvignon Blancs, please.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Right, okay, come on, spill the beans. Who's put a bee in your bollock?
Jess has.
Why?
Because of that goal.
What about it?
Right, we scored. I celebrated. We all jumped up, didn't we?
Aye.
And I went to high-five her, and she...
She what?
I was stood there with my hand out.
Oh, no. She didn't.
Exactly. She didn't. She blanked me, and now I look like a fucking idiot.
Hey, come on. You don't know for a fact that was caught on camera.
Oh, Chris Woodall, come on, please.
What? You don't?
Welcome to the Premier League, Woody. Everything is on camera. Everything. Especially me. I think it's hilarious to put me on screen every time someone scores past us. Why is that of any interest to them? Fuck's sake, it's bullying.
No, Patrick. They pay your wages, those filthy TV fuckers.
This is just what I need. God. You check Twitter for me. Is it on there?
You're almost high five.
Just check it. Quick. Quick and painless like a plaster.
Let's have a look. Sorry.
This isn't quick.
But it's painless.
No, not really.
Right. Replay of the goal.
Johnny spilt it! He spilt it and Brew finishes! And Ashwood City score, what could be
a goal? Ah, fuck. It's not funny, Woody.
Oh, shit.
You're stood there for fucking ages.
Shitting shit.
Oh my God, you're actually mouthing, high five, give me a high five.
Well, spoiler alert, she doesn't.
Oh, these things happen, pal.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah, get that down, yeah.
Thanks.
Cheers.
What, cheers to what? Being the laughing stock of Ashwood again?
Sure, that and being 1-0 up against Bournemouth, eh?
Yeah, cheers, whatever. Bet Watford are winning right now. Fucking Pearson.
I bet Villa are winning as well. And Moyes probably.
Woody, you're not helping.
Will you relax? You know what you need? You need to take a few weeks off from this place, right? Hand over the controls to someone else.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me just hand over the controls on this Boeing 737 Max. Yeah, cheers, mate.
Cheers. High five.
Oh, fuck off. Honestly, fuck off.
We're winning, for God's sake. Will you bloody put a smile on your face? Come on, let's get back out there.
Jess Tate, honestly. Can't believe she did that. Let me see the video again.
Ah, God. Here.
Half time, there we see the Ashwood City hierarchy.
God, she even looks at me at one point and nothing. Well, I'm clearly gesturing for a high five there, aren't I? Is it just me?
To be fair, your body language isn't open enough for a high five.
My body language, Woody. My fucking hand is in the air and I'm screaming, high five, high five.
Hold on a sec.
What?
Carragher.
What about him?
He's tweeted it.
Shit, for God's sake, what has he said?
It's just a crying emoji face.
Crying? What, like emotional crying?
Crying with laughter, I should think.
Oh, of course. Because, you know, that's the world we live in now, isn't it? Everything's either hysterically funny to the point of tears or offensive and straight from the mouth of Joseph Goebbels.
You're getting a fair few retweets off this one, pal.
Oh, yeah, good for him. You know, I'll tell you what, when I'm heading back on the A21 tonight, I'll spit on a child's car window in his honour.
Right, second half starting. Come on.
No.
What?
No.
You're not coming out.
I'm not doing it. I'm watching it in here.
All right. Fair enough. Enjoy the game. Up the super whites and all that.
You're watching it in here too.
Fuck off.
Come on, take a seat.
I wanted to shout at Eddie Howe about getting a fucking banana milkshake.
Yeah, well, you'll just have to wait until next season, all right?
Nah, they won't get relegated.
Excuse me?
Sorry, what was it?
What did you just say?
I said Bournemouth won't get relegated.
What, and we will?
Aye. Unless we sack Eric.
I'm going to ignore the last 15 seconds of this conversation. And yes, Bournemouth will get relegated, thank you very much. okay? They've overstayed their welcome now. It's ridiculous. Time to go back to the kids' table. Yeah, send a real club in as well on your way out. Thanks, Eddie.
A real club?
Yeah, you know, one of the big ones. Well, like a Middlesbrough or a Forest.
Leeds?
God, no, don't want them back. Jesus Christ. Not unless they do another fire sale after a few years of overspending.
I think we made a fair few quid on that particular car boot sale, didn't we?
Just a bit. Got Olivier Decor, Michael Bridges, Lucas Radeby.
Fucking bargain hunt.
Probably made 15 million quid on all of that.
I bloody love it when a club goes kaboom, you know?
Mm. God, it's great. Doesn't happen much these days, though, does it?
Bury? Big ol' kaboom, though.
Yeah, but come on, who am I going to buy from Bury? Yeah,
that's a good point.
Can you see them?
Who?
Jess in there.
Aye, I can see the back of her stupid head.
Which one is she?
The one with the tail and horns.
Bet they're wondering where I am.
You actually want to place that bet? Because that's a fucking long
Should
shot.
Probably have an excuse as to why I haven't gone back out.
Just tell her you're pissed off about the high five thing, you big Jesse Lingard.
No.
Why?
Because that's a petulant thing to be upset about.
Then why are you upset about it?
Really? What, do you want me to lie down on the couch and tell you all about my father as well?
Not really, that sounds like... Yeah.
Listen, it pissed me off, okay? I look like a tit, but I can't make it look like that's pissed me off because then people think I'm weird.
Great. So, what's your excuse?
Ill.
Aye, bingo, that's the one. Sick to your stomach. Ooh, I know, coronavirus. That way everybody will be glad you left, you know?
I'm not going to tell her I've got coronavirus, Woody.
SARS.
What?
Go with SARS. You'd never expect that one, would you? Remember SARS?
Yeah, I remember SARS.
It really got off the ground, did it? Like swine flu, in a way.
Ah, come on, swine flu was all right.
Yeah, it's nothing like you thought it was going to be, though, was it?
No, pretty much exactly how I thought it was going to be.
But you didn't think you'd, like, you know, turn all piggish?
What?
You know, like, hoofs and a snout and go all pink like Alan Brazil, you know?
No, I did not think that. God, when you get the virus, you don't mutate into it.
I know that. I'm just saying, when I first heard it, I was like, all right, that'll be cool.
Right, so when you first heard of coronavirus, you thought, what, you'd mutate into a giant Mexican lager?
Oh, God.
Right, I'm getting another drink.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It looks like a slight knock, but he is going to be okay. And on he comes. 80 minutes on the clock. It's Ashwood City 1, Bournemouth 1. A strange paradox, really, in that both sides need a win so badly, but both would also take a point at this stage. This is Nipic. Just under 10 minutes to go now. Plays it out wide to Park, to Akufo, who tries to turn Diego Rico, but he's lost out. And now Bournemouth can come forward again. Here's Harry Wilson. Drills it into the box, and Callum Wilson gets on the end of it just wide. My, my, what a moment that could have been for Eddie Howe and Bournemouth. Ashwood looking to make a substitute.
Has he got a beard?
He has got a beard.
Is he white?
He is white.
Has he got dark hair?
He has got dark hair.
Is it Steve Cook?
No.
Is it Dan Gosling?
It isn't Dan Gosling.
Is it Lewis Cook?
It isn't Lewis Cook.
Is it Adam Smith?
It isn't Adam Smith.
Is it Andrew Sermon?
It isn't Andrew Sermon.
Is it Charlie Daniels?
It is.
Yes,
it is Charlie
easy.
Daniels.
Easy. Yeah. Told you I'd get it.
Hold on, chance. Oh, God. Oh, God, if I had a sniper rifle right now.
Aye. Who'd you go for?
Wilson.
Which one?
Harry Wilson, he's cutting us open.
I'd probably try and take out Ryan Fraser, to be honest.
Come off it, you couldn't hit Ryan Fraser from here.
I've got a fucking good aim, pal, don't you worry about that.
Ryan Fraser? From this far away, would he? It'd be like trying to shoot one of the borrowers.
Well, you know who the easiest target is, don't you?
Who?
Goalkeeper, Ramsdale.
Because he's not moving, is that what you're saying?
Hey, exactly.
Woody, we've tested him like 4 or 5 times, trust me. Yeah, he's moving more than enough. His next movement will be picking the ball out of the net from an Akufo screamer, I would imagine. Fucking hell. Right, okay, I'm just not going to talk.
Why?
Because I'm going to jinx it. I'm having one of those days.
We're having one of those seasons. But then again, you know, it's that age-old thing, isn't it? Europa League and Premier League are incompatible. You got to sacrifice one for the other and we just pick the wrong fucking one. Patrick, am I right? Ah, that's right, you're not talking, but... Aye, Europa has fucked us, really, hasn't it? Should have done that thing where we put a shite keeper out for European games, you know, that's what they do, innit? The big lads. I mean, where the fuck did that tradition come from? Absolute bollocks. Here's Akufo again, look. Ah, he's run it right out of play. Looks like Eric's going to take him off. Bournemouth fans are loving that, obviously. Do you ever look at Akufo and just watch him on the pitch and think, if I blink right now, he's earned a grand. Like, in the space of time that I blinked, he's earned £1,000. I mean, that is mental, isn't it?
Right, okay, can we both just not talk?
What have I done wrong? I'm not jinxing anything, me. I'm actually a source of good fortune.
Nothing, I just don't want to have to sit through a Woody monologue.
But you weren't talking, were you? So I was doing it for both of us.
Well, thanks for your efforts. Can you check the tweet again, please?
Sure. Christ.
What?
There's no stopping this, pal.
It's viral. Is it viral?
It's spreading fast. Hey.
Can I cure it? How do I stop this from happening?
No one's immune to this kind of thing, Patrick. You know? It'll latch onto you, and then once it gets around a few people, if it's strong enough, total contamination. Whole fucking planet. US, France, Russia, China... They all fucking like it, you know? Retweeting it and all that, so it was just getting around.
I don't think the Chinese have Twitter.
And then once it's spread, it starts to make little mutated versions of itself, you know? Songs, remixes, memes, parodies, and that's how it kills you. What are you doing?
I'm emailing Jess.
Are you going to call her out on it, are you? Setting you up to look like a daft cunt on live television. Good for you, pal. Give it to her straight. That's what she deserves.
No, I'm going to get her to have it taken down from Twitter.
What does she know about that kind of shite?
She's head of communications, Woody.
Aye. So?
So that's her job, to get this kind of thing out of the public view.
It's her fault.
What?
It's her fault. Your body language. You're clearly shaping up for a high five, aren't you?
Oh, so now my body language is fine.
Just text her now with a tweet and say something really scary like, I'll see you in my office Monday, you know?
Ah, Jess isn't scared of that kind of stuff. And I will see her in my office on Monday, except it's going to be about something I've done wrong, not her.
Fuck, Bournemouth chance.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
We're taking a draw now, right?
Well, not ideally.
Of course fucking not ideally. Ideally, we wouldn't be nearly bottom and struggling to fend off Bournemouth.
Oh, God, we need 3 points here.
Pal.
What?
We are hanging on by our fucking pubic hair in this league.
It's February. In fact, it's only just February.
I know, but we've got to start thinking about showing no mercy.
What does that mean?
Sack him.
I just spent 66 million quid, Woody. I'm fixing it.
All right, fine. But there's bigger problems here than that.
Like what?
We can't defend, pal, all right? We have zero build-up play. The players hate the coach hates the players, we keep playing out from the back for some bizarre reason...
All right, I've heard enough of your point of view for one day, thank you. What is Dwight wearing, the stupid twat?
Not the hat.
Yeah, looks ridiculous.
I think it's quite cool.
Ah, what, is it from his Himalayan yoga teachings? Is it imbued with the ancient soul of a druid? Or blessed by the blind monks of fucking Belize?
No.
Oh, where's it from then?
Amazon.
Ah, ha ha! Ha ha! See, Woody, some people pretend to be all fascinating and cultural, but deep down, they just need the next day delivery.
No, the Amazon.
What?
He went on an expedition there in 2007.
Oh, do you know what? I just realised, I don't give a shit.
Patrick, did you buy a Kufo because you're intimidated by Dwight?
What? No, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't do that. Nah, no way.
I thought so, because Jess was saying that you did.
Look, that would take someone of extreme insecurity to do such a thing. So. How's Carragher's tweet?
50,000 retweets.
Great. That's great. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad press, eh?
Absolutely right, pal.
Oh, no. No. Oh, fuck! How long left?
Not long enough, pal.
God, we needed that. We really needed that. Fucking hell.
He's got to go, pal.
It's not him.
It is. Patrick, I'm telling you, it's him.
All the coaches are his. If he goes, we've got nothing.
We've got plenty of people that'd step in.
Like who?
Liam.
Ah.
Matt.
It's not that easy.
Get rid of him.
Look, if I get rid of Eric and it doesn't work, then what?
But if you don't get rid of him and this rot continues, it's over, isn't it? And we're not a Norwich or a West Brom. We're not just going to bounce straight back up, you know? Relegation will hit this place like a sack of piss.
Yeah, this is Ashwood City. We don't get relegated.
Yet.
Look, when we come out of Europe, I'll get rid of him.
We've already come out of Europe, pal. I still see that cunt Farage waving his fucking flags.
No, the Europa League. When that journey ends, Eric goes, okay?
Right. Okay.
Happy with that?
If that's the way it's got to be, pal.
Well, that's the deal.
That's the deal.
Shake on it.
How about a high five?
Oh, fuck off.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.